And welcome back to the Open Forum. It's an Elder Affairs edition, and we welcome AARP Rhode Island State Director Catherine Taylor. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Bruce. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Always good to have you with us. Another month is around again.
Time goes by so fast. Oh, feels like I see you every day.
I know, but it's okay. We certainly don't mind that at all. It is still the summer. We have a lot of summer left, a lot of getting outside to do. And what better thing? And so many of our friends who are AARP members get around by bike, and they have found the joy of biking. And so that's what we're going to talk about today.
Right. It's a perfect place to, in Newport to talk about it, because I think as folks have, know, Newport was the very first city or town in Rhode Island to join the AARP network of age-friendly states and communities. And last summer passed a complete streets ordinance to try to make streets better for all users, not just people who are driving, but people who are walking and biking, pushing a stroller, maneuvering a wheelchair, taking public transportation, and so on. So we are so pleased to have a strong partner in this work in Bike Newport, and excited for today's conversation.
And so let's welcome our guest. And our guest today is Barry Freeman from Bike Newport. Barry, nice to have you back with us. How are you?
Great. I'm so happy to be here, Bruce. It's just wonderful.
Well, it's always good to talk to you. And I mean, hey, I mean, bicycling is a 3.5 season deal around here now, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty darn close to 4 seasons. And I'm happy to hear you say that, because there is a misconception that we only bike in the warmest months of the year. And we have a saying, there's no such thing as bad weather, just the wrong clothes.
Now, there you go. There you go. Hey, give us the good news, Barry. Do you have any statistics on how many bicycles ended up at the Folk Festival?
I do. I can share that. We had the average 1,400 to 1,500 a day.
Wow.
At the Folk Festival, which is down a little bit from our peak of 1,800 in one day in 2019. And we really attribute it to the heat. It was quite a scorcher the 3 days
True.
Of the Folk Festival.
But still, that's really impressive.
It was very impressive. It's the highest percentage of bicycles in a musical festival that we've been able to identify in this country. And it's really become part of the Folk Festival experience. Anybody who's been there and seen it, it looks like a scene from Copenhagen or Amsterdam. Right. There are that many bicycles. We partner beautifully with the police department, have all different kinds of ways now to separate the bicycles and the cars on the exit to keep everybody moving. Lots of wonderful progress in managing what is a very large percentage of the festival goers.
Yeah, it really is something to consider. So Newport is a cycling city, and as Catherine was mentioning, we've got the Complete Streets initiative going on so that we can make it even more so. Still in all, there's this little bit of tension between those in the four-wheel vehicles and those in the two-wheel vehicles. Are we getting along any better?
Well, I like to think that we're getting along better. And Catherine really, you know, did a beautiful job of introducing this. And Newport was, I believe, the first town to have a complete streets ordinance back in 2010, I think, was when it started. And then immediately into a bicycle pedestrian advisory commission a couple of years later. But, you know, we still have the requirement in almost all of Rhode Island, save our fabulous bicycle pedestrian bikeways and shared use paths, anybody riding a bicycle has to be in the road with cars. And there might be paint there that helps people to identify, you know, where to position themselves and to raise awareness that we're all on the road together. But it's still paint, and there isn't a physical separation. So we're all moving towards more separation between bicycles and pedestrians and motorized vehicles. As we all know, the distractions on car drivers have become normalized. It's very commonplace for people to be on their phones or working with their GPS or otherwise have moved away from the way many of us were raised with, you know, eyes on the road, hands on the wheel. So we have to adjust to that. And the way it's done in a lot of places in the world is that the infrastructure for people biking and walking is separated. And we're having more of that around Rhode Island now. The Pell Bridge Ramp Realignment Project, just the first part of the shared use path, is Connell Highway in Newport, which is now completely separated for pedestrians and bicyclists from the cars in the road. And that really helps get people out of harm's way who are on their way to work and school. We have, of course, on the Saconic Bridge, we have a separated bikeway. We have the Water Street in Providence. So we're starting to do more and more of this separation, but the goal is for it to be completely connected so people can get where they need to go, where they want to go, you know, with that comfort and with the inherent safety of that separation. But we're working towards that, Bruce. It's, you know, it's what's in our bike mobility plans. It's what's in our transportation plans. We just have to put it into practice.
Excellent. Catherine Taylor and Barry Freeman. Catherine, jump in here.
Sure. You know, for folks who want to really dive in and learn more about what a complete streets initiative is and how that can take shape in your community and just what Barry's vision and AARP Rhode Island's vision is, we invite folks to join us next Tuesday, August 9th, from 10 to 11:30 in the morning online for a webinar we're putting on, as you mentioned at the top of the show, Bruce. Called Walk, Run, Ride, Roll, Building Complete Streets for a Thriving Community. And we will have as our keynote speaker, Ray LaBellis, who's the Director of Thriving Communities for Smart Growth America. And after that, we're going to have, I'm going to have a conversation with two of our mayors, not of Newport, unfortunately, but Mayor Lorza from the City of Providence and Mayor Rivera from the City of Central Falls, two other cities that also have complete streets initiatives, and talking about the visions of those two mayors and what the initiatives look like on the ground, how citizens of those cities are using the you know, the new bike paths and the other amenities that are being created, and even some of the barriers that they're facing. So this will be a chance for really anybody, you know, listeners here who are just curious and want to know what's possible in their neighborhood or their town, but also elected officials and town department leaders and age-friendly advocates will all be joining us too to hopefully share in this vision and help it grow in Rhode Island. You can, as always, come to aarp.org/RIEvents to sign up. This is free and we're eager to see people there.
We sure are. And it, as we've kind of been establishing as a theme here, this is really a special place for bicycling, and it's especially friendly in terms of being accessible. And Barry points out that we've made some improvements and things like that. Where are some other places that where bicycling conditions have improved, Barry?
Where are some places that bicycling conditions have improved? They're really improving statewide. There are the Rhode Island Department of Transportation is working with municipalities to really identify, and through this fabulous bicycle mobility plan, that's the first ever statewide plan that was adopted by the state a couple of years ago, to connect all of the pieces. So as projects come up, the complete streets ordinances require the municipalities and the DOT to consider all road users in any road projects. And we're really starting to see that the roads, rather than addressing bicycles and pedestrians after we've taken care of cars, are starting to look at the roads more holistically. So when a road is being considered for any kind of a work or renovation, that we're thinking about everyone who's on it and how best to distribute that road share so that everybody can get where they want to go safely. So where are we seeing it? We're seeing it really statewide and all of the municipalities, statewide on all of the state roads, when they start to look at what the design is going to be to consider everyone. The big difference is when we start to separate. So moving away from that paint. And if I can share one thought, can I take a minute here?
Of course.
If you talk to people, and this is a state statistic as well as a national and even international statistic, and it's very relevant to our AARP community as well. is that 60% of people fall into the category regarding bicycles of interested but concerned, which means 60% of people really want to ride bikes. They want to ride to school. They want to ride to work. They want to ride to the beach. They want to ride to the supermarket. But if we have to do it in the road with cars, maybe not so much. So it's really on us to achieve that livable, healthy, you know, less car-centric, short distance, walking and biking. To achieve that, we have to make people feel more comfortable and safer. And that's, you know, that's all about infrastructure. So it's all about thinking beyond paint and separating people, you know, who are biking and walking from cars. And that's when we make the big strides. If you go to cities or, you know, countries or specific cities where a lot of people are biking, they're not in the road with cars. If somebody comes here from, you know, Germany or Netherlands or Denmark, you know, they look at us being in the road with cars and they think, wow, that's scary. But where they are and they're biking everywhere, there's a separate accommodation.
Interesting. We have another segment to follow here, so we'll have much more with Barry Freeman and Catherine Taylor, AARP Rhode Island State Director. We're talking about getting around by bicycle, and it is a great thing on so many levels, and we'll talk about it in detail just ahead. Welcome back to the Open Forum. It's an Elder Affairs edition, and we're talking with Catherine Taylor, AARP Rhode Island State Director, and Barry Freeman, Director of Bike Newport, and we're talking about getting around by bike. And AARP has a lot of activities planned and a couple of things that are going to help that out considerably. Catherine and Barry, let's talk about those.
Absolutely. And as I said, I'll just mention it again. If people want to join us for our webinar on Tuesday at 10 o'clock, Walk, Run, Ride, Roll, Building Complete Streets for a Thriving Community, you can go to aarp.org/RIEvents to sign up for that. But we're doing some really exciting things in person this year with Bike Newport. Barry, why don't you talk about the full moon rides that we're so proud to sponsor with Bike Newport?
Oh, we're having such a good time, Catherine. Huge thanks to AARP Rhode Island for sponsoring these rides. And by the way, I'm going to be on that webinar. It sounds absolutely fabulous. I can't wait for it. And I really am grateful that you guys have pulled that together. So, every month from March through October, Bike Newport, supported by AARP Rhode Island, holds a full moon ride. And we gather in the center of town at Equality Park and we pay tribute to AARP and we go over the rules and the plans for riding together. And it has become a group of about 50 people and with our bells and our lights and well equipped with our water bottles and our helmets, we all set out together in the light and we hit Fort Adams State Park for the sunset. And then we get to Brenton Point in time for the moon rise. Over the water, it's absolutely magnificent. Every month, somebody different, a volunteer, reads a poem by Mary Oliver from her 12 full moon poems, and that's an awful lot of fun. And then we ride along in the dark with our headlights, and it's just a beautiful experience riding along the ocean, you know, a big group of people, lots of different kinds of riders. It's a no-drop ride. You have to be able to ride a good 14, 15 miles. But we're going pretty slowly or reasonably because it's dark and nobody's in a hurry. And we stop along the way for beautiful views. And a couple of the bikes have music on them. And it's just an absolutely delightful experience. We end up back in the heart of town and we usually have an opportunity to go to a local watering hole for a little refreshment afterwards. And it's just absolutely delightful. And we hope some of your listeners will be our newest riders. The next ride is this coming Thursday, August 11th. And we meet, I believe it's at 6:45 at Equality Park. If you go to Eventbrite and search Full Moon Rides and Bike Newport, it will come up. And I did just confirm on my calendar that we're meeting at 6:45, which means we roll out, you know, within 20 minutes or so of that and start heading towards our first stops along the way.
Right. You can also find the link to these at to the listing at aarp.org/RIEvents too.
But it does. I mean, can you imagine a more wonderful Rhode Island Newport summer experience than a full moon bike ride? I really can't. And just we're so, so happy to be able to make this possible and to have Bike Newport conceive of and lead such a wonderful thing.
So it's great.
Really is great fun. It really is great fun. Every month people look forward to it, and lots of returning riders. So I highly encourage it. If I can, there's another event that I think that your listeners will be interested in. I'll make it really brief. It's
called
the 10 Spot Ride. This really is turning into a Newport summer highlight. It started during COVID when we couldn't get people together in one place, a large group. So we ended up creating 10 mini events around the city. And this is our third year of what's called the 10 Spot Ride. And it's 10 private, secret, beautiful locations around the city, private homes and gardens. Some of them are waterfront. Some of them are in the forest. Some of them are secret gardens. And at each of the 10 spots, there's live music and food and refreshment catered by a local restaurant. And people go from one spot to another by bicycle. They're all very close together because it's a small town. So, you know, you're never more than a mile from your next spot. And it's just delightful. It's a fundraiser for Bike Newport, and it's a delightful experience for everybody on a bike. There's no route. There's no order. People find out the map when they check in. Everybody's assigned to a starting point scattered around the city. And then they're on their own to find their way around and enjoy the 10 spots at their leisure. And it's great food and live music and a lot of fun. So
that does sound like a lot of fun. What are some of the spots that you stop at?
Well, we don't tell that it's secret, but I'll tell you that in the past we've had Cliffwalk Mansions and Harbor Waterfronts and Tiny Secret Gardens. Some of the hosts are well-known people in town. Some of the locations are well-known historical sites, and they're always amazing. So
I
this
see.
One is on August 27th, Saturday, August 27th, and it's on the Bike Newport website, bikenewportri.org, and it's a lot of fun. Tickets are limited, so we encourage people to go ahead and sign up.
Well, it sounds great.
And I would love to also give a pitch, too, for some of the other events that AARP is sponsoring or offering local discounts to. Again, go to aarp.org/RIEvents, and you can see the full schedule there. But we also have a partnership this summer with the Norman Bird Sanctuary. And every Friday, including today, from 9 to 5, AARP members and their guests can receive a $5 discount to enjoy the Norman Bird Sanctuary trails. And this goes through September 30th. So you can, again, find out more information at the Norman Bird Sanctuary website. And when you buy your ticket, you can use the code NBS Trail 2022 and get $5 off for AARP and get outside, walk around, enjoy another Aquidneck Island treasure. And we also have on the 24th of August an AARP restorative garden walk at the Norman Bird Sanctuary. So we, love people to join us there too, which case you'll get a $20 discount. That is from 9:30 to 10:30 in the morning on Wednesday, August 24th. And you will be led by the Properties and Garden Programs Manager and have a guided walk, which gives an overview of the garden's design history, plant identification, and even some light stretching overlooking the fields and the Saconnet River. So there's so much wonderful summer left to enjoy, as you were mentioning, Bruce. We still have almost all of August in front of us and September, and we just are so excited to encourage people to just, you know, have a wonderful time and to move around and to thrive in our beautiful state.
Sure, sure. And hey, let's not leave out September, because that can be the most beautiful month. And certainly with our friends who may be AARP members, this may be the month that they really come alive. How about it, Barry? Are there a lot of tours and things that are scheduled coming up in September around here, bike-wise?
Yeah, there's a lot going on. And I was busy taking notes from Catherine. Catherine is so much fun.
She's like the social director, isn't she?
It's not your father's AARP. There's so much good stuff. I just love that AARP sponsors the full moon rides. It's just, it's brought so many more people to the bike rides and so many more AARP members to enjoy, you know, it's really a fun outing. So thanks for all of that. And yes, there's a lot going on in September.
Fantastic. We have less than a minute. So how can we find out more and stay up to date with Bike Newport?
Oh, well, let's do that. Go to the website, bikenewportride.org, and scroll down a little bit on the homepage and sign up for the newsletter, because there's lots going on. And, you know, the theme of Bike Newport is biking for everyone. So we do everything we can to make sure that our events are accessible in every way to everyone, you know, based on whatever our energy levels are.
Fantastic.
Or our experience or expertise.
Excellent.
Or
and just enough time for Catherine to say where we can go for more information and to stay up to date with AARP Rhode Island.
Right. Come to our events, aarp.org/RIEvents. Hope to see you at our Complete Streets webinar
you
on
bet.
Tuesday morning.
Thank you very, very much.